Nolte, Disney scraps UK Snow White premiere to avoid negative publicity. By John Nolte on March 7, 2025. The Disney Grooming Syndicate has scrapped an expected lavish premiere of its live-action Snow White remake to avoid all the bad publicity surrounding star Rachel Zegler, reports the Daily Mail. After 2 years of negative controversy, expensive reshoots, and becoming a national punchline, the movie will finally arrive in theaters on March 21. But in the UK, it sounds like Disney is looking to quietly sneak it over the finish line. Disney are already anticipating an anti-woke backlash against Snow White and have reduced the media schedule to just a handful of tightly controlled press events, a source told the Daily Mail. That is why they have taken the highly unusual step not to host a London premiere for the film and are minimizing the amount of press questions that Rachel Zegler gets. Zegler, of course, has been the movie's primary public relations problem. While promoting her remake, Zegler decided to shit all over the beloved 1937 original, an objective masterpiece. Her remake, she boasted, will correct all the mistakes of the original. Snow White's not gonna be saved by the prince, and she's not gonna be dreaming about true love, Zegler assured everyone. She's dreaming about becoming the leader she knows she can be. And the leader her late father told her that she could be if she was fearless, fair, brave, and true. She also said that in the original movie, Snow White's love interest, Prince Florian, literally stalks her, adding weird, weird. So we didn't do that this time. Every time she opened her mouth, Zegler came off as spoiled, smug, and entitled. More PR disasters arrived in the form of Disney expecting audiences to believe that one of the most beautiful women on the planet, Gal Gadot, who plays the evil queen, would be jealous of Zegler's Oompa Loompa looks. Gimme a break. Finally, there was that whole fiasco around the Seven Dwarfs. At first, we were told there would be no dwarfs. Instead, Snow White would find herself mixed up with seven magical beings. Then photos leaked of those magical beings looking more like bisexual baristas. And the backlash forced Disney to CGI dwarfs into what is supposed to be a live-action remake. With promotion, the budget on this sucker must be approaching $400 million. The latest tracking numbers show it opening to a disastrous $53 million domestic. This comes on the heels of Captain America: Brave New World, another Disney disaster mired in expensive reshoots that has already died in theaters. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of child groomers. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.